Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. Now, I finished my podcast on, where are we now, Monday? I finished my podcast on Thursday with a rhetorical question. Rhetorical in that I didn't think for 1 minute it would happen. And that was, when is Andrew Gwynn going to be issued with an NCHI, which is a non-criminal hate incident, which they've been in the news quite a lot lately. If it's not a crime, it shouldn't be recorded. That's essentially where I stand and where a lot of people stand, particularly when it comes to free speech. Anyway, I said, jokingly, I wonder when he's going to get one because he made comments about Jewish people. And lo and behold, he was issued with one, which I'm just amazed about, really. Honestly, half of me is horrified. Well, I'm horrified at these things anyway, because they are a blatant attack on free speech. But the other part of me thinks, well, you know, good. You should enjoy the hell of your own making, quite frankly, because these things are being dished out like sweets at the moment. But the only reason I became aware of this, of course, is the Freedom of Speech Union sends me an email every Friday with an update about what's going on. And the first article, NCHI logged against sacked government minister. And it says, I'm going to read you a bit of it. It says here that Mr. Gwynn hasn't always been a friend of free speech. In 2018, he was part of a campaign to prevent the distinguished conservative philosopher Sir Roger Scruton from being appointed chair of a government commission on beauty and architecture, declaring nobody holding Sir Roger's views has a place in modern democracy. And then the article goes on to say, however, the FSU has long warned over the overuse of NCHIs and the increased policing of private messaging groups. Mr. Gwynn's case is clearly an example of both, and we have reached out to him to offer him our help in getting the NCHI removed. I think this guy is actually quite young, you know, in political terms. He's not that old. So I really hope that he takes this, and I hope it sets a path that he goes down to see if he can do something for good, which is to start stamping out some of these things and to bring free speech back to the UK, which is declining fast. But anyway, that's enough of my rant. Creatively speaking, well, actually, no, I just, you know, you might be sitting here thinking, why are you going on about this, Belle, when your podcast is about creativity? The reason I am so passionate about it is because it's so hard for comedians. And actually, I have got a little soundbite from Graham Linehan recently. He had a farewell party, and I did take a little soundbite from that. I wasn't at the party, but I took a soundbite from a link that was sent round by FSU.
Like, comedy is one of those things where I found this with my stand-up, where you have to walk this thin line between what's acceptable and what's terrible thing to say. And if you do it right, if you pull it off, it's the greatest moment. There's a moment you can hear the relief sweep through the audience as they realise you're not a psychopath. And it comes out in laughter, and it's a lovely thing. But you have to be able to play with those edges of acceptability.
He then goes on to talk about areas of society or about breaking down barriers, except within comedy, where there are parts of society that get quite militant about what you can and can't laugh about. And then you have to ask yourself, is that comedy? If it's being prescribed what you can and can't do. Of course, the master of taking people to the edge and then letting them all breathe a sigh of relief to know that you're not a psychopath is, of course, Ricky Gervais. And I love him for it. Although he got a mention, I've been to see two movies this week. I've seen Bridget Jones, and I've just come back today from seeing September the 5th. And Bridget Jones mentioned Ricky Gervais, but not in a very flattering way. So I don't know what's wrong with the writer or somebody there, but he wasn't in it, but they made him out to be a complete diva. Perhaps he is. I don't know. I still love him. He's still very, very funny. And he's still a master, as I say, of taking you to the edge and making you breathe a sigh of relief that he's not a psychopath. I just think that's so funny. I'm going to bear that in mind when I get out on the stage in May, because I'm taking a little bit of a break, as you know. Although I am doing some art stuff, which is nice. I've just bought create this book, which is as a YouTuber, and she's created three of these now. They're prompt books, basically, and I just love watching the videos, and now I'm going to have a go for myself. I'm not that good, but I do have good ideas of how to interpret prompts differently, so that's the bit I'm going to enjoy. Much love and gratitude.